This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
This is a Radio Labour special report recorded on Wednesday, November 8th, 2017. I'm Marc Boulanger. As global corporations intensify their efforts to use globalization to increase profits, often at the cost of viciously exploiting workers, the international labor movement is fighting back in many ways. Major initiatives are coming from the global unions, the labor organizations which represent national unions at the world level. One of those organizations is UNI, the Global Union for Workers in the Skills and Services Sectors. UNI, headquartered in Switzerland, represents more than 20 million workers in over 900 unions. It has been especially focused during the past few years on organizing the workers of multinational corporations with a campaign called Breaking Through. I talked to Christy Hoffman, the Deputy General Secretary of UNI, about the campaign.
Well, Breaking Through was a strategy that we adopted at our Nagasaki Congress back in 2010, which basically when we decided that we're going to orient UNI's work around building power within global companies and organizing workers into unions. And so since then, we've put resources towards organizing. We've built a department called SCORE, which is focused on building capacity among our affiliates and with unions in our industries. And we've also put a focus on winning the right to organize through global campaigns.
The Bangladesh Fire and Safety Accord is now being renegotiated because it will be coming to the end of its term next year. And you were one of the principal negotiators of that accord after the Rana Plaza disaster. Why is the accord important and where does it stand right now?
The Bangladesh Accord expires actually next May, but we realized that we put all this work into remediating the factories in Bangladesh and that if we walk away from the accord before the Bangladeshi government is fully prepared to take over the responsibility of inspecting and enforcing the law concerning health and safety, that would be a setback. And so we decided to negotiate the accord that will continue in 2018 after the original accord expired. And the critical premise of the accord is that the global brands that produce their garments in Bangladesh should be responsible to ensure that the factories are safe. So it's really about putting the responsibility on the brands to make sure the factories are operating in a safe manner.
Are the brands re-signing on to the new accord?
So far, we have almost 50 brands having re-signed, and keep in mind that the current accord doesn't expire for another 6 months, 7 months, in fact. So we have 50 brands, and they tend to be the larger ones, so we have the same number of factories covered by the 2018 accord as we have under the 2013 accord. I'm very confident that we'll have more brands sign. However, in fact, maybe we'll have 200. We have 200 brands that have signed the 2013 accord. There's been some confusion in Bangladesh and a lot of controversy around whether the Bangladeshi government will allow the accord to continue beyond May 2018. I think that's given some brands reason to pause and to think, well, what's going on here? We think we have an agreement now with the Bangladeshi government and that we will continue to operate. But that's been a little bit of a recent skirmish.
Has there been a growth in the number of unions in Bangladesh because of the accord?
Well, actually, in the first couple of years after Rana Plaza, there was a growth in trade unions. And then after that, the government really took a turn against unions and started cracking down. And so, in fact, very few new unions have been registered over the past 2 years. And that's something that we're trying to address in the new accord, which also speaks to the importance of workers and unions in managing their own safety and health and having safety and health committees. It speaks to the freedom of association and connection with safe factories. So adding freedom of association to the accord has been controversial with the government and with the employers, and I think this is one of the factors that has triggered the government's resistance.
And that's it. International labor news you can use. I'm Marc Boulanger. Thank you for listening. And remember, it's all about global solidarity.